HBO's The Last of Us returns with a new season on Max. Every path has a price. 5 years after the events of the first season, Joel and Ellie are drawn into conflict with each other and a world even more dangerous than the one they left behind. CNN calls The Last of Us exquisite, fully realized, and worthy of the hype. The new season of the HBO original series, The Last of Us, premieres April 13th on Max. And listen to the official The Last of Us podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. When your computer breaks, you don't wait for it to magically start working again. You fix the problem. So why wait to hire the people your company desperately needs? Use Indeed's sponsored jobs to hire top talent fast. And even better, you only pay for results. There's no need to wait. Speed up your hiring with a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ego Power Plus Savings Event is on at Lowe's. Right now, get a free select Ego 56-volt battery with purchase of a select trimmer, blower, or mower kit. That's a $299 value. Plus, shop today for new and exclusive items you need for your lawn. So get ready for spring with the latest in innovation from Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Only at Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer valid through 4/16. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Richard Serrett's Strange Planet. Following the truth wherever it leads. Exposing evil and corruption and the secret machinations of powerful elites. Revealing the high strangeness beneath the surface of our supposed reality. Coming to you from the Great White North and his studio beneath the stairs. Here's Richard.
Hey friends, welcome to another installment of Strange Planet. Get this. The New York Post reported very recently that new remote viewing documents from the CIA, now declassified documents, confirm the Ark of the Covenant's existence. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency commissioned several research programs on remote viewing that were progressively declassified from 1995 to 2003. And through these programs, it's been alleged, real-life cases like the Patty Hearst case have been solved with the help of trained remote viewers. In Hearst's case, a remote viewer named Pat Price. So imagine a secret CIA program shrouded in mystery, using psychic spies to pierce the veil of time and space, only to stumble upon one of history's greatest enigmas, the Ark of the Covenant. Declassified documents allegedly now hint at this jaw-dropping possibility, and we're going to dive into the abyss of truth with Jason Shurka, a visionary entrepreneur, seeker of hidden knowledge. Jason joins us to unravel whether the CIA's remote viewing experiments truly pinpointed the resting place of this sacred relic, or if something even more profound is at play. So get ready for a conversation that'll change everything you thought you knew about ancient mysteries and modern espionage. Jason is a dynamic force at the intersection of ancient wisdom and modern innovation. He's the founder of Unified TV and Unified Healing. He's a trailblazer in uncovering suppressed truths and harnessing cutting-edge healing technologies. His best-selling book, The Pyramid Code, and its companion series on Unified TV have captivated audiences with their deep dives into esoteric mysteries. Through Unified Healing, Jason has spearheaded a global network of over 400 healing centers using light and color frequencies to restore the body's natural energy, earning praise from luminaries like RFK Jr. and Tony Robbins. A co-executive producer of the blockbuster Sound of Freedom, he's also a fierce advocate against child trafficking. With a fearless curiosity and a knack for connecting the dots, Jason Shurka is redefining how we explore the unknown. Jason, welcome to Strange Planet. What an honor and a privilege. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Richard. And we're definitely living in a strange planet and strange times right now.
What is your understanding of what the Ark of the Covenant was or is?
I would say is, because it's here, you know, and I think that's really what's in question, because what's not in question is, does it exist? And we know that it exists. Even the people that run this planet essentially are admitting to it. So that's something semi-new, and they've been talking about it for quite some time. Now these papers are starting to resurface, But when it comes to the Ark of the Covenant specifically, I think a lot of the people hear that and they think of it as a religious object. And I do not see it as a religious object, just like I do not see the pyramids in Egypt as tombs for pharaohs. So a lot of the times we can only understand things from the level of awareness that we have. And right now, the level of awareness that we have is 3,000 years ago, we were very not advanced and a lot of religions started coming to fruition. The Ark of the Covenant is a religious object. But I come from the camp, and I think it's very obvious right now to be able to see that 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years ago, in many cases, we were more advanced than we are today, only advanced in a different way. So I see things like the pyramids in Egypt, the Ark of the Covenant, all around the same time period as more so forms of technologies that work in ways that we don't completely understand today, but nonetheless, technologies that can be used to connect.
What I know of the Ark of the Covenant, you know, comes from a description in Exodus. Essentially, it's like a wooden chest covered in gold leaf or gold plate, supposedly, you know, housing the stone tablets of the Ten Commandments and Aaron's rod, and symbolizing God's covenant with his people. What do you think it looked like, and what do you think it was made out of?
Well, it actually explains it to us. If you look at the Old Testament as a history book, before a religious book, it explains it to us, tells us exactly what it looks like, exactly what you just explained. It explains how there are two, they call them seraphim, which are basically like angels, but they had them actually personified in certain ways on this chest. Now, have I seen it myself? No. But we can use certain logic to understand what is this thing and what is it in ways that we can't yet understand today. So, for example, the Ark of the Covenant, there was only one type of person that can go and actually touch it. And according to the Old Testament, that person called the high priest, in Hebrew, they call him the Kohen Gadol, which is the high priest in Hebrew. The high priest can only go there once a year, on one day out of the year, on a day called Yom Kippurim. It's one day out of the year, in this case, on the Hebrew calendar, on the Jewish calendar. So there's a story, if you go, and again, as a level of history, not religion, where there were individuals that went to the Ark of the Covenant when they weren't supposed to. And the way that it speaks about in the book is the fire of God came down from the sky and basically killed them. So the way that I would interpret that today, and even with the CIA documents that were released with the remote viewers, because they got it right on the money with over 30 remote viewers that don't know each other saying the same exact thing. What's the coincidence? Other than there's something going on here. But they specifically said that they see something going on with certain energies that are protecting. They called them entities. I called them energies because entities sounds like an evil thing. People, you know, have kind of ruined that word a little bit. So energies that are protecting this thing, where if you go and touch it, it will destroy the individual going to touch it, which is the same exact thing that happened 3,000 or 4,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago in the times of the Old Testament, what it was referring to. So again, I see it as more of some form of technology. And yes, rocks and gold can have technology built into them, just like the pyramids. Some form of technology that can do something that we don't completely understand. But if the wrong person at the wrong time were to go and touch that thing, think about it from a scientific perspective. If there's something resonating at a level of electricity and voltage that my body is not prepared to handle and I touch it, it can electrocute me and kill me. Mm-hmm. Same thing with this. It's the same idea. And we know that they had that back then because we're now seeing what's going on with the pyramids. Same time period, they're essentially energy generators producing electricity. So it changes our history as a whole. But everything that you just said is what I understand it to be as well in terms of what's in there. But again, when you say, you know, the tablets from Moses with the Ten Commandments and the staff from Aaron and all of those things, they're not just objects, they're forms of technologies. The pharaohs showed us that as well with the Ankh. They use them as a form of technology. If you look at the Ankh back in the times of the pharaohs, they explain that, which is like the cross with the loop on top, to be a form of technology that they used to help sick people, or even, as they said it, revive people from the dead. Now, it's possible that we're misinterpreting things because we don't completely understand how they meant things back then. But what we do know is they were completely more advanced back then than we understand, because we cannot do the things that they did back then, even today.
Right, right. And reportedly, the Ark was taken into battle and caused the walls of Jericho to come tumbling down. We remember those, some of us, those stories from Sunday school. Then the Ark was housed in the Holy of Holies in Solomon's Temple. After the Babylonians conquered Jerusalem, 580-something B.C., it sort of disappeared from history. What do you think happened to the Ark?
Well, put yourself in that time of history. There's a nation coming to conquer. You don't want them to get a hold of certain things. You have to hide it. Now, if you look at what's going on with specifically the CIA documents, and if you want to couple that and cross-reference it with the pyramid code that was given to me back in 2020 by the individual who wrote it, he likes to remain anonymous. He doesn't want any of the spotlight. He's just sharing because of the knowledge that he has, and he feels it's important. He's saying the same thing that the CIA documents said when they started coming back to the surface just a couple of weeks ago. What they're saying, and it makes complete sense to me, is it is buried underneath the Dome of the Rock, 180 feet underneath the Dome of the Rock, and preserved there until the time comes where it's going to be brought out back to the world for whatever reason, right? For revelations, redemptions, whatever it may be. I don't want to talk about everything that I don't understand, but we could talk about what we do. And logically speaking, instead of just counting on those documents to tell us something and believing it, think about it logically. You're having Babylonians come in. You're having a nation come in and conquer. You want to take your most prized possessions and hide them. You're going to hide them underground somewhere, and you're not going to go to a separate country, because back then it would have taken longer to get to those countries. So you're going to hide it somewhere where it already was, underneath the holy temple built by King Solomon at the time. And again, if you even look at what they're saying, and I'll read it, this is from remote viewer number 32. And this remote viewing session was done on December 5th, 1988. It lasted 90 minutes from 9:15 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. And it says the following. Target is a container, meaning they're saying it's some sort of a container, the target that they're looking for based on the coordinates that they gave them of longitude and latitude. This container has another container inside of it. The target is fashioned of wood, gold, and silver. The target is similar in shape to a coffin and is decorated with seraphim, which we spoke about. Mm-hmm. This target is located somewhere in the Middle East, as the language spoken by individuals present seemed to be Arabic. Visuals surrounding buildings indicated the presence of mosque domes. Now, that could be many places, right? There's over a billion Muslims with many mosques all around the world. But in the Middle East, where was it in the first place? We know it was in the Holy of Holies, which was the third part of the Holy Temple back then, a few thousand years ago. Where are you going to hide it? You're going to go underground in a place where nobody can get it. And it goes by following, saying the target is hidden underground, dark and wet were all aspects of the location of the target. The purpose of the target is to bring a people together, some sort of religious or spiritual object. It has something to do with ceremony, memory, homage, the resurrection. There is an aspect of spirituality, information, lessons, and historical knowledge far beyond what we know. And that's what leads me to say there's some sort of technology we're not understanding here, same thing with the pyramids.
Why do you think the CIA, a secular agency, would care about an artifact like the Ark, presuming that they believe it was or dismissed it perhaps as merely a religious artifact? Why would the CIA be interested in pinpointing its location?
Well, we got to follow the money. So who funds the CIA? And it's not the United States. It's the powers that be. There are black budgets there. There's money that we don't know how it's spent. Billions and billions, if not trillions of dollars, are spent in things with projects, black budgets like the Pentagon, the CIA, and so on and so forth. So we first have to ask, before looking at the CIA, who runs the CIA, not the head of the CIA, who actually runs the CIA? And now you're getting into certain aspects of, you know, who controls the world. And it's the same people that control the energy sectors, oil, gas, water, electricity, so on and so forth. So if you go all the way down that rabbit hole, you're going to get to certain families that are really, really powerful that are behind the scenes. People like the Rockefellers. I mean, Why was Jacob Rothschild having a picture with every president for the past few decades? What's the relevance of him to them? Why do they care about him so much? He's never on the news. He's never somebody that comes out. He's never somebody of public influence, but then private influence is much stronger. And that's where they come in with certain families that run certain banks. So if you follow the money, and everything that I'm saying here is factual, everybody can find this information. If you follow the money, understand the Federal Reserve, understand how it was built, understand how the IRS was built, you understand who's really behind the CIA. Those are the people that care to pinpoint it. Now, those same people don't want this information coming out. So when they pinpoint something, one of the things that they've mastered, and we see this in many different aspects, is you tell a little bit of the truth or a lot of the truth and then misdirect with 10% of it. And that's exactly what happened here. When you follow up with these documents, they're giving you a lot of the truth and then they're saying, but it's probably in Ethiopia. So look over there, don't look over here. But that doesn't make any sense. And even the people that saw it in Ethiopia say, that's not the Ark of the Covenant, that's a replica. The same replica that they have in all mosques in Ethiopia. So I believe that it's part of what they've mastered. And when I say they, I'm talking about the people that run those agencies, not the agencies themselves, in order to misdirect attention so we don't look at the very thing that can give us a lot of power that can help re-empower humanity. Because if your goal was how do we control humanity? The only way to control so many people being such a small group is not through physical means. It's through psychological means, meaning you need to do things like divide and conquer. You need to confuse. You need to share misinformation in order to get people to look elsewhere, in order to get people to think that the things that are there to actually help them make them scared of it. Like, if we want to go there, look at what they've been doing over the past few years with extraterrestrial life. Mm-hmm. It used to be it doesn't exist. Today, everybody says it exists, but now it's a question of national security. Why? When have we ever had any form of invasion like Hollywood shows us? We haven't. It's never, ever, ever happened in our firsthand experience. But what has happened is firsthand experiences with anywhere from children to much older individuals that have very positive experience with whatever you want to call them, extraterrestrials or beyond. I believe that the very things that are here to empower us is a threat to the people that control us today. And misdirection, miscommunication, misinformation is one of the greatest weapons that they have right now.
Hey guys, let's be real for a second. Dealing with ED care can feel like a punch to the gut. It's stressful, it's frustrating, and it can leave you feeling stuck. Especially when the mood strikes you and you're just not ready. But here's the good news. Hims is here to help you get back in the driver's seat. They're all about giving you personalized ED treatment options that put some gas back in the tank. No awkward doctor's office visits required. Hims is flipping the script on men's healthcare. We're talking affordable, doctor-trusted solutions like chewable tablets, Viagra, Cialis, and generics that cost up to 95% less. The best part? It's all online. You just fill out a quick intake form, a medical pro figures out what's right for you, and if prescribed, your meds show up at your door. No insurance, no problem. One low price covers it all, from the treatment to ongoing care. With hundreds of thousands of happy subscribers, Hims knows how to help you find what works. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/strange. That's hims.com/strange for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/strange. The featured products include compounded products, which are not approved nor verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality by the FDA. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey there, travelers. Kaylee Cuoco here. Sorry to interrupt your music. Great artist, BT Dubs. But wouldn't you rather be there to hear it live? With Priceline, you can get out of your dreams and into your dream concert. They've got millions of travel deals to get you to that festival, gig, rave, soundbath, or sonic experience you've been dreaming of. Download the Priceline app today, and you can save up to 60% off hotels and up to 50% off flights. So don't just dream about that trip. Book it with Priceline.
Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts will take the world by storm.
Yes! There's a big threat out there, and you're gonna help me stop it.
Us?
Why, you got someplace to be?
On May 2nd.
Avengers are gone. No one's coming to save the day.
Their time.
I think we could be the people that are coming.
Has come.
Being the hero, there is no higher calling.
Let's do this.
Marvel Studios Thunderbolts. Only in theaters May 2nd. Get tickets now. This film is not yet rated.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Richard Serrett's Strange Planet.
Do you think the CIA is interested in it because also they believe it could truly level armies or communicate with the divine? I mean, is this also why they're interested in finding it?
It's possible. It's like weaponizing, you know, scalar energy. So today we have scalar weaponry. So I don't think it's going to work with the Ark of the Covenant because that thing will destroy you before you use it in a negative way. We've seen that through the stories as well. But I could buy into that. I mean, that could make sense to me. I don't know if that's true, but we've seen them do it with many other things. They take something good and they weaponize it for something bad, meaning it shows the consciousness of kind of where we're at right now that needs to change. Because if we keep going on this path, we're just going to self-destruct.
How reliable do you think the CIA's remote viewing program is, given its mixed track record? Yes, maybe it helped solve the Patty Hearst case, but it failed on other fronts, or at least so we were told.
I was just about to say that, so we were told. However, I've worked with remote viewers myself. They're not God. They can make mistakes just like any people make mistakes. They use them because it does work for the majority of the time. I have a good friend, Patricia Mona. She's a remote viewer. She found 30 or 31 bodies for the RCMP in Canada when they couldn't find the bodies themselves. Now, is she right 100% of the time? No, because she's a human being. But nothing is right 100% of the time. If you have a good probability, it's something that you want to use. That's why they use it. I think that the remote viewers that they use, I know some of them are very good at what they do. They're not 100%, but they're worth using because their track record speaks for itself.
If the Ark is not in U.S. hands, I mean, do you think it is still hidden, or are there currently programs in place to try and retrieve it? And if it's not the U.S., who might else be trying to recover the Ark?
There are definitely programs in place to try and retrieve it. I don't believe they'll ever succeed because it's like we could have the greatest army in the world. If you're going against something that's 100,000 times stronger than you, doesn't matter how strong you are, you don't know what you're dealing with. It's going to take you down. So we become arrogant to think that the same thing we do with our medicine. You know, we think we're smarter than the body. We create this pill. It ends up being good for one thing, and then it gives you like liver damage or cancer or whatever it is. Same thing over here. We don't understand what it is that we're dealing with. So I know for sure that these powers that be, they want to get a hold of it. They want to be able to harness its power. But from where they're coming from, they'll never be able to do it because it will destroy them before they succeed in trying to weaponize something like that.
Right. The CIA supposedly shut down its remote viewing program. At least they said they did back in the 90s. Do you think they're still using it covertly today to chase artifacts like the Ark?
I know they are because I know people that work with them.
How does your work with energy and healing tie into the idea of the Ark as a source of immense power?
We need to understand that, and it's something that we've forgotten, but energy, frequency, and vibration is not some woo-woo thing. It's literally the basis of creation. It's how this universe works. And everything that we do, I mean, look at the army. How are they able to talk to each other on certain channels? It's through energy, frequency, and vibration. It's the law of resonance. So if you're on walkie-talkie channel 5 and I'm on walkie-talkie channel 4, we're not going to be able to communicate. I have to be on your channel if I want to be able to communicate with you. Now that teaches us a lesson. It shows us how energy works, meaning the energy that you're resonating with is the energy that you're going to experience in your life. And it's science. It's not woo-woo. It's called the law of resonance. Technologies are built off of this. The whole army and the military is built off of this as well. How do they make it so I cannot tap into their channels? Well, they host their channels on a frequency and then use other frequencies to block the ability to break through it. How do the police shut down, or the FBI shuts down in a certain radius the ability to make a phone call? They're using frequencies as cell phone blockers, as blockers and frequency blockers to be able to stop you from being able to make a call. Everything, including what we're doing right now with this conversation, works on energy, frequency, and vibration. And your body is no different. So just like the Ark of the Covenant has an energy to it, your body has an energy to it. And when you match certain energies, that's your real difference between health versus disease. When you look at the pyramids, they understood this thousands of years ago. They used those chambers as healing chambers as well, because every room created a different frequency when you spoke or made a certain sound in there based on the shape and how it was built. It wasn't just arbitrary to bury some sort of body in there. It was all built on energy, frequency, and vibration. So when it comes to my work, how do I apply that? Well, your heart has a specific optimal frequency that it works on. Your liver has an optimal frequency that it works on. And if you can recreate that optimal frequency to help your heart synchronize with its optimal frequency, you can overcome heart disease. You can overcome virtually every disease, because a disease that we see in the physical world is an expression of some form of energetic imbalance. So you mentioned that I have Unified Healing, which is the wellness centers around the world, and the light systems, which is one of the technologies that we have all around the world. It works on this basis. It's using light, energy, frequency, and vibration in a specific way, just like we've been doing for thousands of years, only now embedding it into technologies that we can relate to as human beings to help create a coherent energetic environment for the body to synchronize with, because that's how it works. And when your body synchronizes with coherent energy, your body experiences health. The opposite is true as well. If I put you around a cell phone tower, cancer rates are higher statistically around there. Not because the cell phone tower is evil, but because the frequencies that are radiating from that tower are not compatible with the frequencies in the human body. It creates a distortion. Distorted energy leads to disease.
This episode is brought to you by Chevy Silverado. When it's time for you to ditch the blacktop and head off-road, do it in a truck that says no to nothing. The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss. Get the rugged capability of its Z71 suspension and 2-inch factory lift. Plus, impressive torque and towing capacity thanks to an available Duramax 3-liter turbo diesel engine. Where other trucks call it quits, you'll just be getting started. Visit Chevy.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon. Sometimes the most painful part of getting sick is the getting better part. Waiting on hold for an appointment, sitting in crowded waiting rooms, standing in line at the pharmacy, that's painful. Amazon One Medical and Amazon Pharmacy remove those painful parts of getting better with things like 24/7 virtual visits and prescriptions delivered to your door. Thanks to Amazon Pharmacy and Amazon One Medical, healthcare just got less painful.
It's time to redefine reality. This is Richard Serrett's Strange Planet.
Getting back to the CIA for a moment, what do you make of the skeptics who say that the CIA found the Ark story is just a distraction from other scandals?
I think that that is definitely a piece of how they use certain cards, because what we're talking about right now was already shared 20 years ago. This isn't new. I think whenever they have, and they use this not just with the Ark of the Covenant, with many other types of cards that they play when they want to divert attention somewhere else. For example, on 9/11, the day before, the Pentagon announced that they had a deficit of like $2 something trillion. Then 9/11 happened, nobody spoke about it. That's a card. That's a card that's being played, and nobody ever spoke about it again. Now, that's a really severe and extreme one. We're talking about smaller ones now with certain things that could be going on with the Epstein list and what's going on with P. Diddy and what's going on around the world in many other aspects. They have mastered diversion tactics, and they're so good at it because they control the outlets that speak about them. That's why independent journalism and things like this are so important right now.
If the Ark were recovered today somehow, what do you think its discovery would mean for humanity, spiritually, politically, or otherwise?
It can only be recovered in the proper timing by the proper person with the proper energy. The proper timing means, where are we at as a collective to be able to receive that very thing? And if we don't get to that point, it will not be shared and revealed. Now, what I'm going to share is only contingent on us getting to that point. For example, let's talk about religiously for a second. People speak about the days of the Messiah. And when the days of the Messiah happen, the second coming of Jesus, depending on what religion you come from, they say that the dead will rise from the dead and come back to life. Well, that could be interpreted in many different ways. People today, with the collective consciousness we have, really think that people, at least the religious ones, will think that we're going to come out of our graves and there's going to be a lot of people and you'll be able to be with your dad in his body again. That's not what it's talking about. That's coming from a lower understanding. Where it's coming from is at those times when things like this happen, revelations like the Ark of the Covenant is shared with the world, that means that we are at a point where we understand that death does not exist. Death is a word used to basically explain the beginning of life in a new location, a life that you can connect with, almost like if we lived in this house for our whole lives, and then, you know, I passed away, but I just went to the house next door. If you didn't know that the house next door existed, I died. In the times that we're talking about, suddenly you'll be able to see the house next door. And you'll be able to communicate with that essence of the individual again. That's what rising from the dead actually means, understanding that death doesn't actually exist. So in the times where something like this, the Ark of the Covenant, and it will happen at some point, is shared, it will coincide with a complete conscious revolution, spiritual revolution, for us to understand life in a completely different way, for us to understand death in a completely different way because it doesn't exist, for us to understand that separation is an illusion, that time is an illusion, these things don't exist. They exist in our experience of physical reality. They do not exist in the fundamental level of spiritual reality. And that's what the Ark of the Covenant will bring when it comes. It is bringing a more unified approach, a more connected understanding, a much higher level of awareness and consciousness that we will all be resonating with simultaneously, which means war will no longer exist. Crime will no longer exist. Disease will no longer exist. These things don't have to exist when we have coherent energies in our lives. But to do that, we gotta, you know, step up.
Jason, how can we find out more about Unified TV and Unified Healing?
So for anybody that wants to experience some of the most amazing technologies out there when it comes to energy-based technologies, that's what Unified Healing is, with over 500 centers around the world, 55 countries. You can go to unifiedhealing.com, spelled U-N-I-F-Y-D, unifiedhealing.com, to find a center near you. You can go to thelightsystems.com, in plural, thelightsystems.com, to learn more about that technology and how it coincides with everything that we just spoke about. And Unified TV is where you can actually read and watch The Pyramid Code, which talks about all of these topics in depth.
And of course, there is also the best-selling book, The Pyramid Code, available wherever good books are sold, Amazon as well. And all the links will be in the episode notes when we publish the podcast. Jason, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Great to meet you finally.
Thank you very much, Richard. Have a good one.
A new Richard Serrett's Strange Planet drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday,